You're listening to WMCO New Concord, the radio home and voice of Fighting Muskie Sports. Also streaming online at orbitmediaonline.com. This is The Orbit 90.7.
And we are back live from the NC Steel Center with your post-game report with me, Joe Scott, and Andrew Dunlap, and Bryce Lillridge was our sideline reporter tonight. What an exciting game here at the NC Steel Center as the Lady Muskies get the big win in overtime, 105-297. What a win, Andrew, and what a game we saw in the first OAC game of the year.
Oh, man, it's set. I told you during pregame this was going to be a war when we reach the OAC regular season action, and it became pretty gosh darn clear with this matchup between the Lady Muskies and the Blue Streaks, as they both brought everything to the table to try to ensure their team with the success. Although for the Blue Streaks, you couldn't help but wonder if their fate was sealed when their leading scorer got fouled out in the first overtime.
Yeah, Nicole Heffington left the game with five fouls, with 28 points late in the fourth quarter, so she wasn't able to play.
First overtime.
First overtime, so she wasn't able to play in those final two. So they missed her a lot, but Shelby Graham tried as much she could to carry the weight, and so the other freshmen. But a hard-fought game for both sides, but just not enough for the Blue Streaks to get the win. But a big win for the Lady Muskies team effort tonight.
Yeah, even though this was a hard loss for the Blue Streaks to handle, we gotta keep emphasizing that they're freshmen, because if they can put up this much of a fight against a senior talented class like the like the Fighting Muskies, we can only imagine what these girls can do when they become seniors.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be interesting indeed. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have our final thoughts and our players of the game. So keep it right here on the Orbit 90.7. And we are back live from the ANC Steel Center as the Lady Muskies get a big win in triple overtime against the John Kira Blue Streaks, 105-297. I am Joe Scott alongside Andrew Dunlap, and Bryce Lillibridge was your sideline reporter for today's game. Your player of the game, I think for me and Andrew, has to go to Olivia Besanson, a career-high 36 points in the triple overtime win, and she had herself a day today.
Yeah, she was on a mission today to win this game no matter what. She constantly kept driving to the basket and was able to get those finger roll finishes to work out in her favor. I was very nervous about if the girls were going to try to live and die by the three, especially when it got late in the game. But they did not flinch. They did not go away from what they were doing that made them successful. And Besanson is the proof of that, putting up those 36 points on the court. And also 10 for 20 from field goal, 5 from 8 for free throw. Three-pointer, 11 for 13 from the free throw line. Ooh. We also had 9 rebounds and 2 assists. Truly, this was a fantastic showing for the senior, Olivia Besanson.
Career game for Besanson. Dana Parkman had herself a good game. Didn't matter maybe point-wise, but hustle plays in general for Dana Parkman. She had herself a great game as well for Dana Parkman. I know she's one of our other players of the games too.
You want hustle points? 14 rebounds.
14 rebounds.
For a guard, that is monstrous.
Big-time rebounds for her and big-time plays for Dana Parkman. And we got to go to the John Carroll side. I know she fouled out early in overtime, but Nicole Heffington with 28 points tonight. Just not enough to get her team over the top, but she had a great game with some key buckets near the end of that game.
12 rebounds and 28 points. 11 from 15 from field goal, 5 for 6 from the three-point line. She had a great showing out there tonight. One thing I stressed when I was talking about this matchup between the Blue Streaks and the Muskies for my keys of the game, I wanted to see how the Muskies would handle the turnovers. It ended up, as I expected, 19 turnovers for John Carroll, 14 for the Muskies. Impressive showing there. They forced them to the free throw line 22 times, and they only made 54% of their shots. And finally, most importantly, I wanted to see them win the battle of the boards. In the end, thanks to that triple overtime finish, they were able to win that battle 54-52.
Wow, close game indeed, all around on the stats. Lady Muskies will play at Capitol December 7th. Tip-off is at 7:30, so we will make sure that they get off to a good start here in OAC play as they get their first win in OAC in a thrilling game, triple overtime winner against the John Carroll Blue Streaks, 105-97. I know I'm going to lose my voice after this. Andrew's probably going to lose his voice after this, but we thank you, as always, for tuning in to the Orbit 90.7 with all your Fighting Muskie sports. We're going to send it back to the studio. So for Joe's, for Andrew Dunlap, for Bryce Sillabridge, I am Joe Scott. Have a great night, New Concord.